All right, all right, all right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Musqueam, the Squamish, Musqueam, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF or 2573. This is Hui Ange Shachlach from the Ntlakemch Territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And I'm sitting here with the president of Minnetkata Park Association.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, thank you for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, wonderful day today. And we have a little bit of sun, but it's kind of rainy and mucky out there.
Just teasing. So, it's going behind the clouds and back out.
Yeah, for sure. So we want people to be out there safe driving. And even out there on your two wheels, be careful. It's slippery and... So we have a subject today, and it's on culture, and we have a great show coming up for you guys. We have some Sleep Wolf, we have El Hura Kuyuri, we have Matt Monroe, we have Walk in Darkness, we have our regular guests coming up, we have Wegedus coming, we have, of course, we have Celia, the president of Minnetkata Park Association. We have Shkwait Shachlach from Gwaishkina up in the Nicola Valley, and Lady Faima. So we're going to start off this program, and we're going to get into some Sleep Wolf and their song called Stoned Ape. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll get on with our show. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. By the blade. was a good one. Stoned Ape, Sleep Wolf. That was the name of this song. Was called Stoned Ape, and the performers were Sleep Wolf. Just some pretty powerful stuff. I really enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good riffs in there. Some guitar in there. And we have with us Wegedesk. How are you doing?
Hey.
Hey, everybody. Eagle Nation, thanks for tuning in.
Yes, we welcome you. We thank you for joining us live. And we want to get our show started right. So we'd like to ask you to bring us through some deep breaths and get our show started right.
Absolutely, Chief. It's my pleasure. This is one of the favorite parts of my day, is taking as many deep breaths as I can. But let's just do three right now. And we really want to focus on relaxing our body. Let's have nice posture, our head stretched up to heaven, and our body firmly on the ground. Feel how nice and heavy your body is. That is your personal slice of the universe. God has given you that. The universe has given it to you. Whoever you believe gave it to you, our mothers and fathers, hey, let's give a good thanks to them while we do these deep breaths. Let's relax our bellies. Let's relax our lips, our shoulders. And as we take in all this amazing oxygen, think about the blessings, the health, the peace, all the goodness in your life. And when your lungs are super full, relax and let all the tension go. Just let everything go with a major emotional let go on that exhale. All right, that's enough yapping for me. Let's go in 3, 2, 1. Let's go all the way in. Full exhale. Yeah, let it all go. Here we go. All the way in again through the nose. Full exhale. Yeah, let that stuff go. My toes always tingle when I do that. Let's do one more. Yeah, so good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Wow.
That's our bodies. And I really do believe the angelic realm is very airy. So when we fill our bodies with all that air, we are transported there, at least in part.
Yeah, it's always awesome and amazing just to get that oxygen into our brains and lungs.
Blood and everything.
Yeah, it just fills us with life and vigor.
Yeehaw.
And
yeehaws, yeah, I like that.
It gets us ready for our subject and stuff we're going to be talking about. Also, the music, too, just gets us all up, fired up and in the mood. So we have our subject today, and it's on culture, and we'd really love to hear your words on that.
Culture is great, Chief. I think a lot of people relate culture to a almost like a national habit, something that everybody from that area or community does. And it starts with the word cult.
Yeah.
A cult kind of is like a closed off area. And then I also know they use the word culture in describing like, say you put a bacteria into a petri dish and you want to observe it. That would be like a culture of some kind. Maybe you used a yeast or a bacteria culture or a, you know, a sugar culture or something like that. So it definitely has its origin in like a slice of a totality, almost, you know, like it's not the whole thing and everything of something, but it's the part of it that is definitely there, definitely, you know, apparent. It stands out. It's not the something that everybody does that people don't talk about. I think people are usually proud of their culture. And I think it's so important to be proud of our culture and understand on an individual level, because our show is all about self-empowerment, so that we can help and build a better community, is our individual culture. And what type of things do we do every day? For me, I would say my culture is breathing. I love deep breathing. Another culture of mine is constructive, trying to progress and not get kind of caught up on what's going on, but really stay present. Emotions is another big culture of mine. I focus my attention on my emotions so that I'm feeling good, and again, more empowered so that I can assist and be of service to my community. So those are some of the thoughts that I think about culture. How about you, Chief? What are you thinking about?
Well, I was just kind of brought to that by our last song, which is was based on Stoned Ape. And there's theories out there that, you know, our humanity has grown from, you know, us coming from that background of, you know, cave people living in caves and putting our artwork on the walls and stuff and mm-hmm. living with all these other animals that were living in the same cave. And, you know, that's our first taste of culture. And I was just, it just brought me to that, like what you're saying, you know, we have our culture now, which is a lot different than, you know, a million years ago.
Not always.
Or even 50,000 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, when there was still a lot of people living in caves and stuff and drawing and doing all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But as we've all been on this planet and coming from different continents and different races and different ethnic groups, and even in the subculture of that, even, you know, we have different tribes and languages on these continents, you know, we're all the same people, but yet we have these different languages, different art, different aspects of our life, and even our medicines, that's all part of our culture too, and it makes us up, and that some of the stuff that we were taking, you know, could have altered our brain to go into further technology and further aspects of humanity. And it's just one of those things that we need to understand that and have those roots, because it gives us it grounds us to the world. We're all in this same world, and whatever happens to this world affects us all. Mm-hmm. You know, if suddenly we lost all our life in the oceans, you know, it would affect us all and possibly cause our extinction. Same with the air, you know, if we mm-hmm. keep on our destructive path, we're going to have less and less air quality, and it's going to affect us in that way too. So it's very important, like you were saying, culture is very important to all of us, and it affects us all, whether we like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's just mm-hmm. going to affect us all. So we have to be very responsible, and we have to form our cultures in a responsible way to benefit from it, not only for us, but the future generations. And that's what our goals are. You know, we want to establish culture and traditions and heritage for the rest of the next generations. And that's just something important that we all should be striving for.
Hmm.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
absolutely, Chief. Great words. Thank you.
Thank you for all that wisdom.
Oh, yeah.
Wise words.
Yeah, so, we really thank you for coming on live and sharing with us and just blessing with us with your breaths and all your wisdom and mm-hmm. words, too. They're just such a dynamic part of our program here, and we just thank you.
Thank you all for having me on, Eagle Nation. Lots of love to the listeners and the staff there. Lots of love to everybody. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no problem. We thank you, and we thank Magnus and Robin and Kanavar and Chris and some of the other volunteers out there. We had some technicians come in. They were fixing up our programs here, just helping us so we can continue and keep going. We do have fun drive coming up, so people out there, keep that in your memories so you can remember to, like, help us out. Keep continuing to bring this awesome radio programming, all the stations, all the different programmers out there. They just have some pretty awesome, amazing cultural music and just stuff that brings positivity to our lives. So we got to remember all those and just keep them in our thoughts.
That's right. Thank you, Chief.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So we thank you. Yeah, lots of love to you, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again soon, and bye for now.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Wegedesk, our brother from the Mi'kmaq people on the East Coast. So we thank him, and he's a very special individual. He's a high-diving champion, and he brings some of his knowledge and words of wisdom and abilities of breathing. He's an expert in breathing, so that's just a tremendous person to have on our program, and we just really enjoyed that.
It's just so powerful, the breathing, in the sense that if any of you out there are feeling the stress of starting the school year and everything, it's a simple tool to help your nervous system calm down in the middle of it all. And yeah, I hope that it's something that you can think to use at some point if you're starting to feel a little shaky with the start of the school year, because some people find it quite nerve-wracking. It's quite normal to have that experience at the beginning of a school year.
Yeah, and always remembering to breathe. And
it sounds funny, doesn't it, to say that? But I've caught myself holding my breath sometimes.
Yeah.
Not good for the nervous system, because it does not like that.
No.
Alarm bells go.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyways, we're going to continue on with our program here, and we're going to get on with our next song and our guest, which is yourself here, Mrs. President of Minnecanada Park Association. But I have a song here, and it's from El Hurra Corre, and I believe they're Mexican, and their song is called El Cucoy, which I think is about coconuts.
Oh.
But well, it's pretty catchy. So let's
have to Google that while the song is playing.
Yeah, so let's have a listen. Enjoy, everyone.
Muchachas, no se vayan en la noche en las calles.
That was a good one. Yeah,
that was a good one.
Yeah,
love it.
That was from El Hure Koruhoi, and their song El Kakoi.
Hmm.
The coconut.
I wasn't quick enough with the Google Translate, so I'm going to be looking that one up.
That's okay. Like I was telling you, I started realizing how important culture was, and you know, going back to the other song, Stoned Ape, and coming to this one, and just listening to the joy, just listening to the celebration of life. And that's what a lot of our cultures do. We share these joyous occasions, celebrations, and it's just part of human culture.
And that, and in saying, and in adding to what you're saying here too, as is that it struck me that culture with the traditions and the rituals that are the practices that happen, often there's a good balance. Like there's the celebration, because life can be really hard sometimes, but mm-hmm. but not forgetting to celebrate, remembering to celebrate, because this is a gift mm-hmm. that we have.
Yeah.
And that it's very connective, celebrating together. Because we know that the flip side of that is that there will be time for mourning or grief that mm-hmm. will happen.
Yeah.
And so it's like it becomes more fulsome and more rich, and provides a spark for life that when there's that balance in place. If we don't get connected to our culture, my thing is like I'm just thinking that the hurry culture of the commercial side of life, like I guess the capitalistic side of life is that, okay, go, 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 harder, faster, more, blah, blah. And it's easy to totally just not take time to celebrate, not connect to family roots, not like it's just life is going so fast.
Mm-hmm.
So it just reminded me, it's like that's also another thing. It reminds us of what, you know, that life is here really to be lived. And I know that's a very, like, such a straightforward thing, right?
Yeah.
And yet we get indoctrinated with commercial culture.
Yeah.
That many of us, I know for sure there's times in my life where I've worked really, really hard, and it's beyond just working to live.
Mm-hmm.
Living to work, working to live, that whole thing, it's out of kilter. So I really like what you said there. Yeah.
Well, it's reminds me what you're talking about is like almost corporate culture.
Yeah.
Because that's their whole design is like business and making money and profits and this big stage of producing and making whatever.
Right, for usually the top echelon mostly.
Yeah,
right? That's
yeah,
the other
yeah.
part of it.
Yeah, it's almost it's almost set up in a slave master combination.
There's a bit of that dynamic,
yeah.
that bit of that flavor
yeah.
that goes on. And the other thing that struck me when we were talking about culture being the topic today is that, so, you know, our first teachers are usually our family and the surrounding community, like a smaller surrounding group usually. It's not usually like 10,000 people or 20, you know, it's usually a smaller group. That's generally how human beings have been organized. And so a lot of what we're taught, it's just like it's being absorbed in through our cells and through our pores almost. Like a lot of it, it's not like even, there's so much of it that's not even conscious. And as children, we have such open minds, which is a beautiful thing, but we just absorb it all. And it did lead me to think of my own family. And it's like, there's aspects of our culture within our family that reflect values that I appreciate. But sort of like what Wegedesk was saying is to also look at things in the family that were reflective sometimes of a larger culture, sometimes not, that aren't particularly... aren't in the direction of evolution, let's just say, you know, like even attitudes towards mental health, like or substance addiction. Like I know that when I was growing up, if somebody was lying on the road beside the road or in a park with a bottle beside them, the attitude at the time would be like, oh, look at that person's a drunk, mm-hmm. right? Which I don't feel proud saying that because it's my family, but... Mm-hmm. they were, I'm not my mom as much as my dad, but they were parroting what they learned and what their understanding and awareness of the deeper layers that have become come to light a little more as well. But I guess what I'm saying is that I like what Wegedus said earlier, where part of it is that conscious looking at what traditions and what rituals support the values that we want to bring forward into the world. And then also looking at the parts that aren't the beautiful parts of our family or culture that might also have a little bit of like, is wanting to birth into something more evolutionary on some level, you know, with still respecting and honoring that all of us come from. I think you were talking earlier when we were off air about, you know, when we were in the caves, like, you know, sometimes that power dynamic if you were the female, you might, I don't know, might not get bonked over the head, but like there's that feeling of
most likely though.
You know, the how things get organized isn't necessarily the fairy tale romantic way that sometimes we fantasize about mm-hmm. it, where people are relatively both choosing and then it's you know, consent based and all of this type of thing. So that's part of it. And then the final thing I want